since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
For listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789.
Dom, I think we're up to the quote-unquote good CJ question mark.
I don't believe it.
The other CJ. Welcome, CJ. How you doing?
Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. You're actually calling me the good CJ.
Wow. I know. You'll lose the title quickly, I suspect, but let's see how it goes, sure CJ. You never can tell.
You know, as Evers was there for the people in Racine and Kenosha as it burned, I wonder when Mandela Barnes is going to start running the ads that he states defund the police and abolish ICE and his fake.
Let me ask you, CJ.
Degree. Because Ron Johnson's going to get reelected because he's been right on every.
Yeah. Ron Johnson's talking about defunding the FBI effectively, CJ. Do you agree with Senator Johnson's stance that the Federal Bureau of Investigation is beyond reclamation and should effectively be defunded? Much like Mandela Barnes would say about, you know, local police that might target black men.
Well, I tell you what, it's been proven that they spied on him and the pencil neck shift investigation for 2.5 years.
Should they defund? Should they defund the FBI, CJ? Yes or no?
I think there needs to be oversight.
Defund? There is oversight. Congress has oversight. Should they defund them?
They approve the funding, and I think it'll be proven with John Durham.
So defund the FBI. Effectively, you're saying defund the federal police, CJ.
As you try to distract from it, the 0%.
No, we're just trying to get a straight answer, CJ, and you won't give one like you normally don't. I get it. You're trying to criticize Mandela Barnes for taking a defund the police position, but you yourself would advocate for defunding the FBI. See, and I understand that that's a contradiction, and you don't want to address it, but that's why we're asking the question. You see how that works, CJ? Psst, cigarette meat ass.
844-967-2789. You know where I thought CJ would have gone? And you've already lost the good CJ moniker. Yeah, I guess we're back to CJ from Beaver Dam, although my ear hole's still ringing. It's the anniversary of Afghanistan. CJ didn't even have time to go there before he talked himself out of a phone call. Well, oh, man, you're losing it.
That's Trump's deal. I want to throw this out there again, 844-967-2789. A few paragraphs from Jennifer Rubin at the Washington Post. The more facts we know, the worse it gets. According to the New York Times reporting, at least one lawyer for former President Trump signed a written statement in June asserting that all the material marked as classified and held in boxes in a storage area at Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence and club have been returned to the government. Perhaps Trump, a compulsive liar, and his counsel were less than honest. Even more stunning, just before Merrick Garland's public announcements regarding the search, a close Trump associate reached out to the DOJ with a message for Garland. Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes. No, wait. That Trump wanted Garland to know that he'd been checking in with people around the country and found that they seemed to be enraged with the search, the Times reported. A threat? A plea? Maybe both, Rubin writes, but it certainly reflects Trump's telltale mix of ignorance, arrogance, lawlessness, narcissism, and recklessness. Rubin writes, the Espionage Act seems tailor-made for this sort of case. Even if Trump waved the presidential wand and made a top-secret document unclassified, it would not alter one iota the intelligence community's determination that the information, if released, could be expected to cause exceptionally grave damage to national security, Goodman tells me. That kind of material goes to the very heart of what the Espionage Act is designed to protect. Trump will have a tough time proving he didn't know how highly classified the material was, because DOJ bent over backwards to accommodate Trump and asked him repeatedly for the documents. They can establish that he knew he was breaking the law and that he was trying to conceal classified material from investigators. Trump may also have liability under Title 18, Section 1519 of the U.S. Code, which makes it illegal for anyone who knowingly alters, destroys, mutilates, conceals, covers up, falsifies, or makes a false entry in any record, document, or tangible object with the intent to impede, obstruct, or influence the investigation or proper administration of any matter within the jurisdiction of any department or agency. If they could prove, for example, that Trump was part of an agreement to lie, both he and his lawyer would be responsible under 1519 offense that is identified in the search warrant. Former impeachment co-counsel Brookings and fellow Norman Eisman tells me the most likely application of that offense is to the concealment of documents, reportedly including a signed affirmation that there were no more classified files when there was, in fact, 11 sets of such documents remaining. He might also have liability under 18 U.S.C. Section 1001 for making false statements and or conspiracy to defraud the United States. If the reported facts are true, Trump knowingly took the country's most sensitive secrets, refused to give them back, and through his lawyer, falsely attested that he had no such documents. Whatever his ultimate motive, no senior civilian official, let alone the president, has ever engaged in such appalling conduct, and the GOP not only defends him, but smears and endangers the FBI through deliberate misinformation. No national party has done that either. Whatever criminal indictments follow, all but mega cultists should acknowledge that neither Trump nor his party is fit to hold office. I will add, Crudy, while certainly the coup and blocking the peaceful transfer of power will go down in history, they didn't raid his house for that. You know what I'm saying?
They didn't raid his house for that yet. Let's hear Steve Bannon on this. Evan, do we have time for the Steve Bannon clip? Just a little from the Trump buddy on his little podcast. You know, they're taking it very well over there in Trumplandia. Play the Bannon.
Does anybody ever mention the FBI as being any real assistance whatsoever, except for marginal cases? Remember, here's what they do. They do a marginal case every now and then. They say, hey, we're really doing something. No, they've turned into the American Gestapo. They have to be defunded. They say, oh, this is dangerous talk. No, it's not. It's a political process. These Ray institutions T.J. aren't permanent. Institutions should last as long as they are effective for the American people and our nation. Vox over the weekend had an interesting article. Vox had an interesting article that MAGA is a direct threat to the, wait for it, the American state. They didn't say the country. They didn't say America as a nation. They didn't say the American people. The American state. And they are absolutely correct. You said this quiet part out loud. We are a threat to the American state. Joe Scarborough, to get to limited government, your fantasy that you say, oh, yeah, I believe in limited government. Tell me how you're going to do that, brother.
I don't think they're advocating for limited government at this point, unless you mean like hanging Mike Pence. That sort of limiting factor of the government, Dom. Thank you all for listening.
Well,
short on time.
I appreciate Bannon acknowledging that he and the other cultists, the other insurrectionists, yes, you are a danger to the state. And I can't believe I got to say that you people are. I always thought I would be, but I'm not. It's you.
Defund the FBI? That's what Republicans want. They just won't say it aloud. Will ya, CJ? Will ya? Be courageous next time, or don't call back. Thank you all for listening. The Paul Revere Show, first Native Roots Radio.
I'm a very honest person, frankly.
The honesty is to me.